Hi, this week the question is, are you one of the elect, chosen before the foundation of the world to go to heaven? Let's read from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. If you have your Bible, take a pencil and underline the two words, in Christ. We received every spiritual blessing in Christ, according to that passage. Ephesians 1 verse 4, the Bible says, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Underline the words, in Him. He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. That's very important. Now, Ephesians 1 verse 5, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the good pleasure of His will. So God predestined us. Who are us? The us in this passage are people who are in Christ, where all spiritual blessings are at. God chose those who are in Christ to go to heaven. He chose them before He made the world, that they should be holy and without blame in love. Now, Ephesians 1 verse 7. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Again, underline the words, in Him. We have redemption. Who has redemption? Those who are in Christ. Ephesians 1 verse 11. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will. Underline the words, in Him, again. The theme of this chapter is that in Christ we have all spiritual blessings. We have redemption, we have forgiveness of our sins, we have all the riches of God. And He decided before He ever made the world that those who are in Christ would go to heaven, have all these blessings, be saved, and stand before Him blameless in love. Now the question before us, if all these blessings are for people who are in Christ, how do we get in Christ? You see, God chose the group. How do we become part of that group? How do we get in Christ so we can go to heaven? In Galatians 3, verse 26 and 27, the Bible says, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. This should not surprise us. We are saved by faith when we get baptized into Christ. In Mark 16, 16, Jesus said, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. We have to have faith and then get baptized. Galatians 3 says that we are sons of God by faith when we get baptized into Christ Jesus. Again, in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, the Bible says, do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. How do we get into Christ, where all spiritual blessings are found and where there is redemption and where all the riches of God's grace are bestowed upon us? How do we get into Christ? We're baptized into Christ and into His death. My friend, having faith in Christ and then being baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, Acts 2 verse 38, this is how we become part of God's chosen elect group, the group that's going to heaven, the group that He decided before He made the earth was going to go to heaven. If you're not part of that group, there is no hope, there's no redemption, there's no promise of eternal life. You have promise, hope, redemption, and blessings only in Christ. And you get into Christ by being baptized for the remission of sins.